Topic 21, Reappearance of the Christ. 1. Everywhere we find the spirit of expectancy and the demand for a manifestation and a symbolic happening, which we call by various names, but which is usually referred to as the advent of the Christ. This, as you know, may be an actual physical coming, as before in Palestine, or it may connote a definite overshadowing of his disciples and lovers by the great Lord of life. The overshadowing will call forth a response from those who are in any way spiritually awakened. Or again, the coming may take the form of a tremendous inflow of the Christ principle, the Christ life and love, working out through the human family. Perhaps all three possibilities may be found simultaneously on our planet very shortly. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 281. 2. He, the risen Christ, will not this time demonstrate the perfected life of a Son of God, which was his main mission before. He will appear as the supreme head of the spiritual hierarchy, meeting the need of the thirsty nations of the world, thirsty for truth, for right human relations, and for loving understanding. He will be recognized this time by all, and in his own person testify to the fact of the resurrection, and hence demonstrate the paralleling fact of the immortality of the soul, of the spiritual man. The emphasis during the past 2,000 years has been on death. It has colored all the teaching of the Orthodox churches. Only one day in the year has been dedicated to the thought of the resurrection. From The Destiny of Nations, page 151. 3. The preparation of the world is taking place on a large scale for the coming of the world teacher and the taking of the necessary steps before they themselves, the masters, come out among men, as many of them surely will towards the close of this century. A special group is forming amongst them now, who are definitely preparing themselves for this work: the Master M, the Master KH, and the Master Jesus will be specially concerned with the movement towards the last quarter of the century. Other masters will participate also, but these are the ones with whose names and offices people should familiarize themselves wherever possible. Very definitely may the assurance be given here that prior to the coming of the Christ, adjustments will be made so that at the head of all great organizations will be found either a master or an initiate who has taken the third initiation. At the head of certain of the great occult groups, of the Freemasons of the world, and of the various great divisions of the Church, and resident in many of the great nations, will be found initiates or masters. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 61 through 62. 4. When he comes at the close of this century and makes his power felt, he will come as the teacher of love and unity, and the keynote he will strike will be regeneration through love poured forth on all. As he will work primarily on the astral plane, this will demonstrate on the physical plane in the formation of active groups in every city of any size and in every country, which will work aggressively for unity, cooperation, and brotherhood in every department of life: economic, religious, social, and scientific. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 755. 5. Let me make the facts somewhat clearer, and enlarge somewhat upon the three modes of his appearing, of his coming, his advent, and of his physical recognition by humanity. 1. By his overshadowing of all initiates and disciples who are today, or will be at the time of his arrival, active in the three worlds of human evolution. This involves his influencing their minds telepathically. This overshadowing or influencing will be his primary work upon the mental plane. This will constitute one of his most effective methods in his proposed spiritual interference in world affairs. Through the medium of these members or affiliates of the hierarchy, he will have outposts of his consciousness in every nation. Through them he can work. 2. By the pouring out of the Christ life or consciousness upon the masses everywhere and in every nation. This spiritual inflow will bring about the reorienting of human desire and will evoke the emotional reaction to his presence. This, therefore, brings the astral plane within the active sphere of his influence. This involves the release of the energy of goodwill into the hearts of men, predisposing them towards right human relations. It is this establishing of right relations which is the major objective of his coming triple activity. The masses everywhere will be responsive to the work and the message of Christ, as it is implemented from the mental plane by the disciples and initiates, overshadowed by the mind of Christ. 3. By his physical appearance among men. Through his own immediate appearance, he can establish a potent focal point of hierarchical energy upon earth in a manner not hitherto possible. He has never deserted humanity, and has always kept his promise to stay with us all the days, even unto the end of the age. Men in all lands will know where he can be found. The locale of this focal point of his threefold spiritual activity cannot here be disclosed, for it is contingent upon the results of the sequential processes of overshadowing and outpouring. From a treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 615 through 616. This is a continuation of Topic 21, Reappearance of the Christ. 6. The heart center of humanity is created by the sum total of the hearts, symbolically speaking, of all these men of goodwill in or out of the churches, and irrespective of their political concepts, who are serving their fellow men, sponsoring human welfare movements, working for the establishing of right human relations, and constantly offsetting the separativeness of the human mind through the inclusiveness of the divine love nature. You have, therefore, as a guarantee of the return of Christ into public recognition, an implementing of a great alignment. This alignment, when effectively concluded, will bring about a clear channel or pathway of return or line of light or magnetic power between 1. The center where the will of God is known. This is Shambhala, where the will to good originates. This will to good is essential love. 2. The hierarchy, which is the planetary heart center. 3. The Christ, the very heart of love within the hierarchy. 4. The initiates, disciples, and aspirants who form the new group of world servers, seeking to embody the love and light needed in the world today. 5. The hearts of the men of goodwill in all lands who are responsive to love as it can express itself through right human relations. 6. The focal point through which the Lord of Love will work on earth. If you will study this sixfold progression of divine love from the highest manifestation of deity down to its appearance through the medium of some focal point in our known modern world, it will be apparent to you that a very definite structure of approach has been created and that a path of return is being constructed, which will bring the long-awaited Christ into our midst. Nothing can stop or prevent his return today. The evidence of this structure can be seen everywhere. From a treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 619 through 620. 7. His reappearance and his consequent work cannot be confined to one small locality or domain, unheard of by the great majority, as was the case when he was here before. The radio, the press, and the dissemination of news will make his coming different to that of any previous messenger. The swift modes of transportation will make him available to countless millions, and by boat, rail, and plane they can reach him. Through television, his face can be made familiar to all, and verily every eye shall see him. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 16. 8. He may reappear in a totally unexpected guise. Who is to say whether he will come as a politician, an economist, a leader of the people arising from the midst of them, a scientist, or an artist? From A Reappearance of the Christ, page 17. 9. Always down the centuries, at the hour of man's greatest need, and in response to his voiced demand, a divine Son of God has come forth, and under many different names. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 41. 10. The time is known only to the two or three, but in such an hour as ye think not, he will come. Matthew 24, verse 44. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 43. 11. The mass of straight goodness and vision in the world is enormous, and the amount of clear humanitarian thinking is unbounded. It is in the hands of the masses of good little men and the millions of right-thinking people in every land that the salvation of the world lies, and by them the preparatory work for the coming of the Christ will be done. Numerically, they are adequate to the task and need only reassurance and wise coordination to prepare them for the service required. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 162. 12. He will come unfailingly when a measure of peace has been restored, when the principle of sharing is at least in process of controlling economic affairs, and when churches and political groups have begun to clean house. Then he can and will come. Then the kingdom of God will be publicly recognized and will no longer be a thing of dreams and of wishful thinking and orthodox hope. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 163. 13. When he comes, whom angels and men await, and whose work is to inaugurate the new age and so complete the work he began in Palestine 2,000 years ago, he will bring with him some of the great angels, as well as certain of the masters. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 508. 14. It can be expected that the Orthodox Christian will at first reject the theories about the Christ which occultism presents. At the same time, this same Orthodox Christian will find it increasingly difficult to induce the intelligent masses of people to accept the impossible deity and the feeble Christ, which historical Christianity has endorsed. A Christ who is present and living, who is known to those who follow him, who is a strong and able executive and not a sweet and sentimental sufferer, who has never left us, but who has worked for 2,000 years through the medium of his disciples, the inspired men and women of all faiths, all religions, and all religious persuasions, who has no use for fanaticism or hysterical devotion, but who loves all men persistently, intelligently, and optimistically, who sees divinity in them all, and who comprehends the techniques of the evolutionary development of the human consciousness, mental, emotional, and physical, producing civilizations and cultures appropriate to a particular point in evolution. These ideas the intelligent public can and will accept. they will prepare and work for conditions in the world in which Christ can move freely among men in bodily presence. He need not then remain in his present retreat in Central Asia. They can and will accept with ease the unity of all faiths when the relationship of the Buddha and the Christ is correctly represented. Then the picture of a Christ demanding a unique position to the exclusion of all other sons of God will fade out in the wonder of the true apostolic succession, in which many sons of God on different rays of differing nationalities and with varying missions are to be seen historically leading humanity along the path of divine unfoldment and nearer to God, the Source. From the Externalization of the Hierarchy, pages 589 through 590. See also Reflective Meditation upon Preparation for the Reappearance of the Christ. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 226 through 228.